祝好2011年10月16日，祝你礼拜。刚得家，博伟志牧师，刚得第八，属地救赎的应允，第二讲。
One thing that we've really appreciated these last few days that we've been among you.
但是伫过去这几天，伫列位的中间，我有一点真正真感恩的。
Is the music?
就是恁的音乐。
Very rarely do we ever hear a choir.
啊，我真正有听到这种诗班的唱歌。
And even though we cannot understand your words,
虽然听无恁在唱什么。
We know that you're singing praises to the Lord and it sounds beautiful.
但是我们知道你吟唱的是俄罗的诗歌献给上帝，听起来很漂亮。
So thank you.
所以感谢您。
Let's pray.
我们来参加祈祷。
Abba, thank you for the word of God.
Abba, 为着你的话，我来感谢你。
And we ask this morning that you would open our eyes so that we could understand your Torah.
今早起我来恳求你打开我的目睭，让我可以明白你的托拉。
We pray in Yeshua's name.
记得是靠耶稣的名，阿门。
We do not know you that well.
啊，我不是真捌的位。
And so it's difficult to figure out to go before the Lord and say what should we serve this morning.
所以呢，啊，就较困难讲去问上帝讲啊，今仔日爱分享什么的话语。
And when we were asked to do this several months ago,
但是几个月前，当我有接到讲阿伯来传讲这个主题
，there was a passage that quickly came into our minds.
我听到这个主题了后呢，紧紧就一段经文在我的脑海里面。
And that was the passage that you read this morning.
这段经文就是今早起咱读的这段经文。
Keep your Bibles open to that passage because we will be there very shortly.
所以请将你的圣经打开在这段经文里面。
I'd like to approach this passage in the light of Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
但是咱们先来看罗马人书第十五章第四节，为这个开始。
Where Paul, an Israelite,
也就是保罗，伊是一个以色列人。
Says,
伊安尼讲。
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us.So that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
早前所写的圣经都是为教训咱写的，叫咱因圣经所生的忍耐甲安慰，通得着盼望。
Even though we do not know you very well, one thing that we can count on is this.
虽然我不是遐捌的位，但是一点我会当知影。
From time to time, believers everywhere need encouragement and hope.
就是信徒，无论伫什么时代，也是什么所在，拢有需要盼望的时阵。
There's no better place to get that encouragement and hope from the Word of, other than the Word of God.
但是要对倒来得到鼓励甲盼望呢，上好的所在就是对上帝的话。
And that's what Paul is telling us here in Romans.
所以这就是保罗先生在罗马人书十五章甲咱讲的。
And he's telling us, look to the past.
而且伊讲，你爱去看过去的历史。
And look to see how God deals with His people in the past.
来看过去，上帝是怎样来看待伊的百姓。
And use those ways as encouragements and hopes.
然后对伊看待的方式来得到鼓励甲盼望。
I can't think of a better story in the scriptures that gives hope than the Exodus story.
圣经里面，我想上会当予人得到盼望的，就是记载伫出埃及记里面的故事。
And the passage that we read in Exodus 6 is right in the middle of that story.
啊，咱今仔早起所读的出埃及记第二章迄段经文，就是伫咧这故事的记载。
This story has something unique. This passage, though, however, has something very unique about it.
这段经文呢，有一个真特殊的所在。
As far as I can tell, it is the first time that God speaks to His people as a community.
这是我所知影，上帝第一届用以色列百姓，就是群体来讲话的时阵。
God has spoken to our forefathers.
上帝用我们的先祖来讲话。
He spoke to individuals.
伊也对个人来讲话。
But this is the first time that through his servant Moses, he is going to speak to a community as a whole.
但是这是第一届，通过伊的仆人摩西，伊用整群的以色列百姓来讲话。
Now, if we were writing the scriptures,
若是咱是写着圣经的人,
what would we record as God's first voice to His people as His people?
当上帝第一届向伊拯救的百姓在讲话时阵，咱会记载什么落来的?
That might depend upon our view of God.
这可能就甲咱对上帝的看法、的上帝观有关系。
If we think of God as someone a mean person up there to be afraid of,
咱也认为讲咱的上帝就是一位真歹的上帝，咱爱惊的上帝。
We might find sometime in history when God spoke harsh words of threat and judgment.
所以咱就发现，当上帝讲话时阵，伊讲出来话语就是真严厉，而且是审判的话语。
But Moses, who is the writer here,
但是写着这卷册的作者是摩西
knew God better than most people.He knew God intimately more than most of us today. And his knowledge of God says otherwise. His knowledge of God is a God who loves his people and desires to just pour out his grace and mercy upon them.
这是一位听伊的百姓，心无会当将伊的恩典甲怜悯倒予伊百姓的上帝。
And that's what we find here in Exodus chapter 6.
所以这也是咱伫出埃及记第六章所看起的。
Now to appreciate the promises that are made in Exodus chapter 6.
那要会当好好来了解啊，这个出埃及记第六章所记载的英文。
We need to back up just a wee bit to Exodus chapter 2.At the end of Exodus chapter
2,
we find a most tragic situation. We find that the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are slaves. They're slaves in a land that is not their own.It wasn't always that way. It seems like their leader, Joseph, lived so long ago that they may have even forgotten what he was like. Their descendant, a Hebrew, Joseph,rose up to be second in power, only lower than Pharaoh. But that seemed so long ago. Now they woke up in the morning with the only hope that maybe they'll survive this day in the slave field.
只有一个梦，就是讲今仔日我会当伫这个奴隶的工厂上面，搁再活落来。
And Exodus chapter 2 records how they felt about it.
所以出埃及记第二章要记载因当时的心情。
Moses is almost at a loss for words to describe their emotions in his whole slavery.
所以当摩西要描写以色列人的心情的时阵，伊底下。
So we read near the end of chapter 2.
So we look at this Exodus chapter 2, verse
23. During that long period of slavery, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and the cry for help because of their slavery went up to God.
我用法语来读。过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神。
This verse describes the misery that they felt every day because of their slavery.
所以这节的描述是以色列人因为做奴隶的身份，因每一天所过悲惨的生活。
And if ever there was a people that needed encouragement, here they are.
Now, 需要鼓励跟五万的百姓，这就是一群需要五万的百姓。
Now, the irony of this whole thing The irony of this whole thing
is
that even though this passage tells us in the next verse that God heard them, they didn't know that. Moses records for us in verse 24 and 25. He said, God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He looked on the Israelites, and it says in the Hebrew, he knew.
我用法过来的，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
Now we could read these verses today and say, wow, that's really encouraging. And God told Moses that this is what God was thinking. And that's why Moses wrote it for us. But the Israelites, who were the slaves, they had no idea God was thinking like this. They cried out to Him in their misery and in their suffering. And many of them thought that God was just not there, that He was like a stone wall, as cold as ice.
所以大部分的以色列人认为上帝没在他们的身躯边，上帝的亲像就像这个墙同款，是真冷淡的。
Now we can take heart in that.
这咱就要来注意了。
We are all on a journey.
咱每一个人拢在人生的路程中间。
And our journeys are unique to us.
咱每一个人人生的路程拢是真特别的。
Our journey sometimes involves discouragement and suffering. What we cannot do is look at each other's journeys
and say
to the other person,
然后对其他的人说,
you think you're suffering? Well, try my life.
你认为你在受苦吗？你换我，换做我的生活，你过看卖。
That's not how to handle this.
在你受苦的时阵，绝对不能安尼做。
Because your suffering is suffering, and their suffering is suffering, and one suffering is not greater than another. It's all suffering.
因为你那个受苦，伊也在受苦，无，唔是讲这个人的受苦比那个人的受苦更加艰苦，受苦就是受苦。
But what we can do.
但是咱会当做的是什么呢?
Is look at each other's lives.
就是看彼此的生命,
and encourage one another.
彼此来鼓励,
and say to one another what we have here.
对彼此来讲这段经文所讲的话,
that even though it may look like and feel like that God is absolutely silent,
现在看起来亲像上帝是点点不出声,
that we know and trust and believe that God hears our suffering, He cares, and He remembers His covenants with us. Now, how do we know all this? Exodus chapter 6 tells us. Finally, at least after 40 years that this suffering was recorded, finally God breaks His silence to the people. And in Exodus chapter 6, we find God using His servant Moses to communicate to them what He really does think. The two passages are intimately connected. Because they share a similar circumstance, and they share almost identical wording. For example, look at verse 5 of chapter 6.
咱看第六章的第五节。
God tells Moses to tell the people.
上帝跟摩西讲，你按我的百姓讲。
He says, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, and I have remembered my covenant.
外国圣经讲，我也听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声，我也纪念我的约。
God tells his people, I heard you. I heard you, I saw you, it moved me, and I care.
所以上帝恩义的百姓讲，我看见了，我听见了，我的心受感动，而且我关心你。
You may have thought that I didn't care. You may have thought that I had left you.
刚才你想讲上帝无关心，刚才你想讲上帝已经远离你了。
But all the time I was listening and caring, and when you were crying, I was crying with you.
但是上帝讲，这受苦的时间，我拢甲你伫底。当你流目屎的时阵，我嘛流目屎。
There's a little illustration of this.
咱会当用一个小小的说明。
In the Exodus story.
对这个出埃及记的故事里面。
Do we ever wonder why God spoke to Moses first through a thorn bush?
你敢捌想过，为什么上帝第一届向摩西讲话是对刺皮吼，咧烧火的刺皮底下讲话
？Sometimes the scriptures are not clear about what kind of bush it was.
圣经咧无清楚甲咱讲，迄种的刺皮是倒一种的刺皮。
But when God spoke to Moses through that burning bush,
但是当上帝通过迄个刺皮，向摩西讲话时
，The Hebrew tells us that the bush was a thorn bush.
希伯来文讲，迄个刺皮就是有刺的。
Why a thorn bush?
为什么是有刺的
？We can't be dogmatic about this, but I think this might be beautiful.
咱不是讲要甲这做一个教义来讲，但是这个说讲法呢是真水的一个讲法。
A thorn bush hurts.
为什么是有刺的皮？因为这个刺是会讲伤人的。
If we touch it, we get pain.
咱若碰到迄个刺，咱就会痛。
Could it be that God was communicating to His people that He was identifying with the suffering of His people?
所以通过这个刺皮，是不是上帝在讲，恁的艰苦就亲像我的艰苦同款
？That God speaking to them was speaking through suffering.
所以上帝通过这个苦难来向因讲话。
No, God did not suffer physically, of course.
当然，上帝伊的肉体哦，若讲有这个肉体，亲像咱安尼，伊唔是这个肉体的受苦。
But it was a beautiful visual way of telling them, I am with you in your suffering, and I care, and I am going to take action.
但是通过这个刺人哦，会痛会刺皮呢。上帝检测你，甲咱讲，我知影你的艰苦，就亲像我家己受苦同款。我关心你，我会看顾你。
And now we are about to see the action that God is going to take.
刷来，咱就会当看见上帝准备所要采取的行动。
That's the Exodus story.
这就是记载在出埃及记里面的故事。
So to prepare the Israelites for what he was going to do,
为着要预备以色列人来迎接上帝的作为
，God through his servant Moses gives them 4 or 5 promises.
所以通过摩西，上帝和以色列百姓四个还是五个应允。
Now these aren't just empty; these are not just empty promises.
这些应允呢，不是空头支票。
I mean, I could give you a promise this morning.
I could
tell you that I've been allowed to speak for 50 minutes and I'll be done when it's over. When the 50 minutes are over. And you can sit there and say, yeah, yeah, sure, we've heard everything. And I may or may not finish in the time allotted.
我有可能无法度照我约束安尼准时结束。
By the way, I will.
不过先甲恁讲一下吼，我会准时结束。
But on what basis do you have to believe me?
但是呢，你要相信我的话，你的根基是伫倒？你为什么爱相信我的话
？This is not the kind of promise that we're talking about in Exodus chapter 6.
但是。出埃及记第六章内面这种的应允，不是亲像我拄啊做这个比例的应允。
To understand the promises in Exodus chapter 6, the text is saying something in a very loud voice to us. It's using a word over several times. We saw that word in Exodus chapter 2. And it appears again here in our verses in Exodus chapter 6. And that's the word covenant. A covenant promise is completely different than most of our promises.
So, a
covenant is an agreement between two or more people. Where we sit down face to face and agree upon something. And we put that in writing. And it says, I promise I will do this, this, and this. And you say, I promise I will do this, this, and this.
所以呢,一方说,我答应我会做这些这些这些。另外一方说,我答应我会做这些这些这些。
But it takes it a step further.
但是还有另外一步,
In a covenant promise,
在一个约的英文里面,
both parties promise by their reputation and their word that they will carry out these promises.
双方都用他们的
And then there are witnesses called upon to sign on the bottom line saying, yes, we heard and we saw what both of you said. And now both parties are legally held accountable for those for keeping their word.
So
one more thing about covenant. A covenant implies an ongoing relationship. We don't just write the promises down and then throw the paper away. It's a record kept sacred forever, for as long as that agreement lasts. It's a relationship. Based on solemn, sacred promises. And the promises are as good as the person who makes those promises. God is telling Israel, we have an agreement. I promise certain things to you through your father Abraham. And you may think that I forgot those promises. You may feel like I don't care about keeping those promises. And sometimes you may act like that agreement doesn't exist. But now, as God is about to move in their lives, He brings the subject up one more time. And He says, I made an agreement with you. And I assure you, I remember that agreement. I will never forget it. And the things that I'm about to say to you, Israel, you may think are empty words. But I say them to you with all the thrust of this covenant relationship. I say them to you with all the power of this covenant relationship.
但是呢, 我是用这个约, 所代表的这个权能跟开力，嗯，您所讲的。
And you can know that I will keep my word.
所以你会当知影，我的确遵守我所讲的话。
Because I am your God.
因为我是你的上帝。
Friends, listen.
所以朋友啊，请听。
Paul says we can draw encouragement from the things that happened before.
保罗先生讲，咱会当对过去所发生的代志来得到鼓励。
If there's any basis for our encouragement today.
今天我们如果可以有什么得到鼓励的根基
It lies in the fact that all of us who believe in Yeshua
这个根基起初就在说你跟我都相信耶稣
have been brought by God into a covenant relationship with him
所以上帝通过耶稣带领我们进入跟他立约的关系里面
You may not realize it
现在你不明白这点
But you are in an ongoing eternal covenant with him
但是你开始跟上帝有建立一个永远存在的这个关系。
And although sometimes our lives may look like there is no covenant relationship,
我知影，现在有时阵咱的生命里面看起来敢亲像咱跟上帝无立约的关系。
And sometimes we don't feel like it either.
有时阵咱嘛感受袂到。
But if Israel is an example to us, and it is,
但是那是以色列对咱来讲是一个例。
We can know for certainty that just as God kept and keeps His promises with the descendants of Abraham, so He keeps them with us. We are in a covenant relationship.
So we are in a covenant relationship.
One more little historical thing before we go through these promises. Every year, Jewish people celebrate Passover, Pesach. They take time, as the Bible commanded us, to remember this incredible event.
就像圣经所吩咐的，因为用时间来纪念这个真特别的事件。
It's a time set aside specifically to remember the redemption that God gave us.
所以这段时间，伊说的必须纪念上帝所给我们的救赎。
Now we've been doing this ever since the first Passover, 3,400 years ago.
我对3500年前第一日逾越节以来，就一直都有安尼遵守。
That's a long time to celebrate this event.
所以要庆祝这个逾越节3500天，这是真久长的一段时间。
And we do exactly what the Bible says.
啊，我的做法嘛，按照圣经所记载的。
But when you do it for that many years,
但是当你做这么长啊
，you learn a few things that helps. You learn a few things that will help you to celebrate it.
啊，你嘛也是讲哦，有几件代志会当来帮助你庆祝这个节日。
And so over the years, from time to time.The rabbis have invented customs and traditions to help us to celebrate.
So, in the past, some rabbis have added some other things to help us to celebrate the Passover.
And some of these are extremely helpful. This is the situation in the first century.
So, this is the situation in the first
century. When Yeshua was celebrating.Passover.
就是当耶稣在庆祝逾越节的时候。
In that time period,
在那个时代
the rabbis had studied Passover for a long period of time.
因为列比呢已经读研究这个逾越节有足长的时间了。
And somebody finally said something like this.
罗宾呢有人就讲安尼话。
What's a good way to remember what God did?
啊，咱有什么好的方法会当帮助咱纪念上帝所做的呢
？Well, look at the promises in Exodus chapter 6. They help us to remember.
哦，你来读这个出来，就是第六章这段经文，帮助咱会当纪念这个逾越节。
And so we don't know when it happened, but by the time Yeshua came,
啊，这过程我唔知发生什么代志，但是伫耶稣伊个时代的时阵。
The celebration of Passover was centered on these promises here in Exodus chapter 6.
逾越节的庆祝中心就放在这个出埃及记第六章这应允的顶面。
And we sit around and we eat at the food that God commanded, and we talk about what God did.
So we just sit down and eat this Passover meal, according to God's command, and then to talk about God's
way. And our time is organized on these promises. And after we finish discussing each of the promises that we will look at, we take a cup of wine, which is a symbol for joy. And after every promise, we toast the Lord and we say thank you.
So,
and the rabbis tell us that that we drink four cups of wine. Because they say there are four promises here. One cup for each promise. And the cups even have a name. And the name is based on the words describing these promises. So what are these promises? And remember, this is the first words out of God's mouth to His people as a whole. We start in verse 6. God tells Moses, here's what you are to say to the Israelites. I am the Lord. That means that I'm the one who not only makes covenants but keeps them. And I will bring you out. First promise. I will bring you out. Where were they? They were in Egypt.
In the Egypt.
They could not worship God there.
The Egypt, they could not worship God there.
I will bring you out, he says.
So he said, I will bring you out.
The word Egypt means a narrow place.
Egypt, this word, means a narrow place.
Egypt was physically a place that was narrow.
Egypt, from the land, it was really narrow.
Egypt was a thin strip of land that was good right along the Nile River. The rest was desert. The physical land pictures how it was spiritually. Spiritually, Egypt was a narrow place. So narrow that you didn't have room there to worship God. All you were allowed to do was serve Pharaoh and his demons. But so God says, I'm going to bring you out of this, and I must bring you out of this. Because you can't worship me in Egypt. You must come out of there.
The
problem was they were slaves. And they couldn't bring themselves out. So God emphasizes here that I will bring you out. I know you can't do it. Because you're slaves. So I will break through into your life and I will take you by the hand and I will bring you out.
So I will take you by the hand and I will bring you out.
2nd promise. God says, He says, I will free you from being slaves. When they were in Egypt, they were slaves. That was their identity. You wake up in the morning. You look into the mirror. And you looked at the person you're looking at. And you said to him, good morning, Pharaoh slave. What a nice greeting in the morning. Come home from the slave fields at night time. The wife greets you. Welcome home, Pharaoh's slave. The interesting thing about it is that they did have their houses. And food was not a problem. So they really, physically, they were not that well, not that bad off. Some of them even have fairly good slave jobs. I mean, some of them had to go out and make bricks. Some had to go out and get dirty and make bricks and get hurt. But some of them got to work in a beautiful air-conditioned palace.
但是呢，有的人的工作是伫这个有冷气的这个环境内面。
But take away all that, and what it boils down to is, they're still slaves.
不过，无论伊是做多一项工作，伊依然是奴隶。
That was their identity.
这就是因的身份。
God says, I'm going to set you free from all that.
但是上帝讲。
That's what God promised them. Because slavery is confining. Even though physically things may not have been all that horrible, they were not free to be the people that God called them to be. Take encouragement, friends.
朋友啊，对这，咱来接着鼓励。
Things were just like that for us.
对咱来讲，情形嘛，亲像安尼啊。
We were all slaves.
咱嘛拢是奴隶。
Some of us had pretty good jobs.
咱这人中间有的人，看，头脑袂歹。
Some of us ate very well.
有的人嘛，食真好。
But without Messiah, without God, without Yeshua.
但是若无弥赛亚，无上帝，无耶稣，
we were living in Egypt.
咱就是活在埃及的内面。
Our job was our Pharaoh.
咱的头颅就是咱的法老王。
Our reputation was our Pharaoh.
咱的名声就是咱的法老王。
Who was your Pharaoh?
你的法老王是几岁？
Who was my Pharaoh?
我的法老王又个是几岁？
We all had a Pharaoh.
咱拢有咱生命中间的法老王。
We were slaves.
但是奴隶,
but the incredible thing about this is this.
但是真奇妙的一件事是安尼,
God brought them out.
上帝将这奴隶带出来了,
and when they were out, everything changed.
当因出埃及以后, 一切就都改变了,
God gave them this promise, and He said, I'm going to bring you out, but He said nothing about going back.
上帝应允因要将因带出来, 但是没说要给他们倒回去。
After they were out, some of them may have wanted to go back for whatever reason. But God said no. You cannot go back. Why? Because you're not slaves any longer, that's why. But it sure feels like I'm a slave. Sometimes it might. But it sure looks like I'm a slave. Sometimes it does. But we were slaves. We have been taken out of that slavery. Israel, after they left Egypt, got into trouble sometimes. Sometimes they got into trouble. The times when they were in trouble is when they forgot who they were. Their mind was still back in Egypt. They still thought of themselves as slaves. They still looked in the mirror every morning and said, Hi, slave. God said, I'm going to take you out.
但是上帝讲，我要将恁抓出来。
And that's what he did.
伊嘛安尼做啊。
And that's what God did for every single one of us here today.
这也是上帝为今仔日在座每一位所讲的事。
Paul says in Romans 6.
保罗先生在罗马书第六章讲。
We are no longer slaves to sin.
咱无搁再是罪的奴隶。
Is that true or is it not true?
这是真实的，也不是的。
He's not talking about our experience or how we feel.
伊伫咧遮，唔是咧讲咱的想法，还是咱的感觉。
He's talking about our reality.
Who we are.
You and I are free.
就是讲起到咱的身份，咱即马是自由人的身份。
We are slaves to Egypt no longer.
咱无搁再是埃及的奴隶了。
Let's stop thinking like that.
所以唔通搁再有埃及奴隶的想法。
When we get up in the morning,
早起咱精神的时
，Look at that person in the mirror.
看镜内面迄个人。
And don't say good morning, slave.
唔通讲奴隶老大。
Say good morning, free man.
讲自由人啊，老大。
Good morning, free woman.
自由人啊，老大。
That is who we are in Yeshua.
因为这就是咱的耶稣内面的身份。
If we remember that,
咱啊会记得这点。
We will walk freely.
咱就会当行出自由的画面。
And there will be many, many challenges to that reality.
是，在这个事实、这个实在里面，会拄到真多挑战。
And I could tell you from personal experience.
对我个人的经验里面，我也会当分享。
That most of those challenges come from our own thinking.
大部分这的挑战，拢是出自咱家己的想法。
When we don't stand on what the Word says.
也就是咱的想法。
We forget that we've been taken out. That's why we need the word. Back to chapter 6. I will set you free. I will take you out. The third promise. I will redeem you.
我会救赎你。
This is a very similar promise to the previous one.
这个英文跟前面的英文啊相关。
But the word redeem implies one other factor.
但是在这用着救赎这个字眼，这也够另外一个啊单词。
Whenever you see the word redeem,
每一次你若看到救赎这个字眼
，it speaks of a release from slavery.
这个就是讲起到。对这个奴隶的情况里面逃放出来。
But it speaks of a release from slavery by payment of a ransom.
但是这种的逃放需要通过付出赎价。
God set Israel free. God redeemed Israel.
上帝给以色列自由，上帝救赎以色列。
From their slavery.
对他们的奴隶身份中间。
By the payment of a ransom.
是通过。
That ransom was the blood of the Passover lamb.
当时的赎价就是燔祭者羊羔的血。
There came a time when God told them, "Take a lamb and slay it, and put its blood on your houses."
时候到时，上帝甲因讲，你爱抬这个燔祭者羊羔，将伊的血抹在门面的顶面。
Because I'm going to execute judgment against the gods of Egypt, God said. But when I see that blood, you will live and you'll be set free. The Bible is really clear on this. We were slaves to sin, right?
咱过去是做罪的奴隶，对吧
？But how did we get free？
但是咱爱安怎才当得自由
？Was it because we're such a good person that we got free？
是因为你是一个好人，所以你有自由吗
？Was it because of the many good things and wonderful things we did that freedom came？
还是因为你做足济好代志，所以你有自由吗
？That certainly was not the case with Israel。
但是对以色列百姓来讲，绝对不是安尼。
And it certainly is not the case with us。
对咱来讲嘛，唔是安尼。
The scripture says，
圣经甲咱讲
，Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7，
以弗所书第一章第七节
，We have been set free by the blood of his of the lamb。
咱是通过羊羔的血来得着自由。
And it goes on to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 5，
哥林多前书第五章继续安尼讲。
That Messiah Yeshua is our Passover Lamb.
弥赛亚耶稣就是咱半过节的羊羔。
His blood is the payment that set us free.
所以是伊的血，伊的血，予咱得着自由，伊的血就是这个赎价。
Our freedom came at a cost.
所以咱的自由是爱付上代价。
The cost was the blood of the Son of God.
这个代价就是上帝独生子的宝血。
He paid that ransom once for all.
是伊这界为咱付出了这个代价。
We sit here redeemed.
所以今仔日咱坐伫遮是已经被救赎出来的人。
Only because He paid the price for us.
只因为耶稣为你甲我。
Now, the interesting thing about redemption is this. Paul talks about this in the Newer Covenant Scriptures. Redemption means that the slave is set free. Well, let me picture it like this. Paul's vocabulary reminds us of the first century Greek cities.
保罗所使用的语言呢，予咱回想起啊，这个第一世纪的时阵，这个希腊人的社会。
Where slaves were brought to the central market.
当时呢，奴隶会从船去到这个市场的中央。
And people stood around to buy slaves.
然后被卖人就徛伫边啊吼，来出价。
The slaves came bound to their master.
所以啊，经了呢，就从这个奴隶绑起来啊。
When the agreed upon price was offered and paid,
同意说啊，这奴隶偌济钱啊，付清了。
Those chains were cut.
这个锁啊呢，就斩断。
The previous master no longer had any claims over that slave.
所以以前这个奴隶的主人，即马就袂使讲这个奴隶是我的咯。
And then that slave was not free to just walk away anywhere.
啊，那这个啊，赎价来付清了呢，这个奴隶会说斩断，这奴隶就自由啊。
He now became the servant of the person who paid the price for him.
伊即马就成做迄个出钱甲伊买的人的奴隶。
And therefore, he was bound to that person.
所以头前这个说斩断了，即马伊就爱去服侍甲伊买迄个主人。
Biblical truth is essential for our thinking, friends.
圣经的真理对咱的思想是真重要的。
Once again, I keep saying the same language because it's important.
我继续用这同款的语言甲您分享，因为为什么呢？我重复，因为真重要。
Sometimes our actions may seem that we are still slaves to the old master.
有时阵，咱的行为看起来，假亲像咱也在咧服侍。
And sometimes we may feel like we still belong to the old master. But I want to tell you something. A very dear price was paid for us. There is nothing more valuable in the universe than the blood of Messiah.
在咧全宇宙中间，无一项物件比弥赛亚的血搁较贵重。
He paid it all for us.
所以已经为咱付清所有的罪债了。
And when he did, those chains were cut.
所以当伊安尼做的时阵，属于伊家主人的迄个锁就斩断。
And when he did, we became servants of somebody else.
当这个锁斩断了，咱就变作另外迄个人的仆人。
We thought those chains were hard to get out of.
咱现在感觉哦，伊在迄个锁发生案真歹斩断。
God's chain lasts forever.
但是即马上帝的这个锁是永远的。
And it's not even a chain.
而且这不是一个捆绑你的锁。
It's a wonderful, wonderful personal relationship.
这个是跟上帝永远甘甜美好的关系。
With the one who bought us with His blood.
因为是用这位独上帝独世界的宝血，甲咱买上的。
Believe me, He is able to guard everything we entrust to Him.
所以你爱相信我， 伊确实会当保守一切咱所交托伫伊个。
He will protect us to the end。
伊也会保守咱直到末日。
Nothing will be able to separate us from His love。
嘛无世间无任何一件代志会当将咱甲伊个情隔绝。
We must go briefly to the last promise here。
即嘛咱紧紧来看上落尾一个应允。
In Exodus chapter 6。
伫咧即个出埃及记第六章。
Before I do that, I forgot an important thing.
但是我現在要記住一件很重要的事。
Remember I told you about Passover in the first century?
記住我剛才說第一世紀的那個光過程嗎?
After we discuss each of these promises, we toast the Lord with a cup of wine.
在咱我說就是說當時的人討論了每一個應允了他們就會印象一個乾杯。
And every cup has a name.
啊，每一个杯呢，拢有一个名。
And the name is based on the promise here in Exodus 6.
这个名是按照出埃及记第六章才应允好的。
Well, when we look at the Gospels,
当咱读福音书的时候，
we see Yeshua celebrating Passover.
咱嘛看见耶稣庆祝逾越节。
The night before he was crucified.
第一章十二节的经文。
He was celebrating with his students.
伊甲伊学生庆祝逾越节。
And as we pieced the information together, they were celebrating a traditional Passover Seder.
啊，对迄个记载里面，咱知影，因是用传统的方式来庆祝逾越节。
And as we look at the events that happened there,
啊，当咱去看发生的代志时，
we could tell that he was also using these four cups.
咱也知影，当时呢，伊嘛有使用这四个杯。
Because after they ate the Passover lamb together,
因为伫诶食逾越节羊羔了后，
it was time to take the cup number three.
就来庆祝第三个应允。
Cup number three was and is called the cup of redemption.
所以因着会去第三杯，啊，第三杯的名就是叫做救赎之杯。
It was this specific cup of wine that Yeshua took.
所以耶稣喝起来的这个杯就是救赎之杯。
And he told his students,
然后伊学生讲
，Don't ever stop celebrating Passover.
您唔当停止庆祝逾越节。
Always remember what God did for you in the past.
你一定爱纪念上帝的过去为你所行的。
But whenever you get together to do Passover, he said.
但是每一次你过逾越节，
you really haven't celebrated until you keep put me right in the center of everything.
你得爱庆祝，将我放伫个您所庆祝的中心。
Because this cup of wine, he says.
因为我今麦下这个杯，伊讲。
In addition to reminding you of God's redemption in the past,
除了提醒你上帝的过去的救赎，
this cup of wine will also represent my blood with a shed for you to redeem you from slavery.
这个杯也代表我的血，要将你对奴隶中间救赎出来。
I think if we remember that,
我想咱会当记得这点，
it has the possibility of changing our complete celebration of the Lord's Supper.
你嘛会当对这个领圣餐有一个完全无同款的体会。
Promise the last promise.
好，答应你，即嘛是讲上尾啊一个英文啊。
God says, "I'll take you out."
上帝讲，我会带恁出来。
I'll set you free.
我让恁得自由。
I'll redeem you.
我让恁会当，我要救赎你。
Then he says,
然后伊讲
"I will take you to myself."
我要带恁来到我家。
I will take you to myself, he promised them.
伊应允恁，我要带恁来我家。
He didn't just set them free to wander everywhere.
因并不是讲，予因得自由了后，因就当无无求。
He set them free so that they could have a free personal relationship with him.
上帝予以色列人会当得自由，通叫因甲上帝有个人的关系。
This Hebrew word take.
希伯来文这个带这里
has rather interesting implications.
有一个很趣味的意思。
It's a common Hebrew word that the Bible uses.
这里呢，常常出现在圣经里面。
To describe what happens when a man takes a woman to be his wife.
来描写，就是这查甫人你娶某的时，吼，迄个带。
Whoa! This puts this whole thing in a completely different light.
咱乃当明白这个，这就完全无同款的了解。
Why did God take such care in taking Israel by the hand and leading her out of Egypt?
为什么上帝要用伊的手牵以色列百姓的手来出埃及呢？
Why did He make sure she would never return again?
为什么伊爱确保以色列百姓无搁再返去埃及？
Because right here in Exodus 6, he was proposing marriage to his bride. He was proposing marriage to his beloved bride. And he was caring for her. He was in the process of separating her from other possible suitors. He was changing her to set her free so she could be his bride. Then in Exodus 19, he would bring her into the marriage canopy. He would give her the marriage covenant, his word.
And
he is her bridegroom and she is his bride.
上帝真做以色列人，也就是伊的新娘的丈夫，以色列人真做上帝的新娘。
I know what some of you might be thinking.
我知影，现在这时恁中间有个人会安尼想。
What do you mean, Israel is God's bride?
以色列人是上帝的新娘，这啥意思？
Aren't we the bride of Messiah, the church?
啊，阮教会是弥赛亚的新娘吗？
So what's going on here? Does God have two brides?
所以。 现在是怎样？上帝有两个新娘吗？两个母吗？
Did God divorce one to marry another?
所以上帝从头一个离婚了，现在又娶一个吗？
Heaven forbid.
哦，绝对不是这样啦。
Paul is really clear what happened.
所以保罗先生对所发生的这个，他很清楚有说明。
Paul tells us that the believing remnant of Israel was the bride of Messiah.
保罗先生说，在以色列中间，这信上帝的渔民呐，哈，村内村落来在百姓，也是弥赛亚的新娘。Then
in Romans 11, what did he do to the Gentile believers?
然后到罗马书第十一章，伊安那个这外邦的信徒讲。He
took you by the hand.
伊讲伊伸手来牵你。
And he grafted you into the olive tree of Israel.
将你接在这个以色列的橄榄树顶面。
Ephesians chapters
2 and 3
says something similar. He says Gentiles are no longer strangers and aliens. But they are fellow citizens with the believers of Israel. By being united with the Messiah of Israel.
所以跟这个以色列的弥赛亚联合
and the people of Israel
以及以色列人
because the scriptures of Israel says so
因为以色列人的圣经这样说
you are part of Israel
您就是以色列的一部分
that makes you the bride of Messiah too
也因为这样咱也成为弥赛亚的新娘
friends
朋友啊
If anything else, this speaks to us of security. God would always take care of his bride. God will always provide for his bride. God always loves his bride perfectly. And God will always, always keep his bride. That's who you are. So we gave you this passage by way of encouragement. May God cause the Spirit to keep this in mind.
愿上帝通过伊的圣神，予咱会记得今仔日所讲的话。Let's
pray for a second.
咱来祈祷。Abba,
thank you for this passage.
阿爸，为着这经文来感谢你。Thank
you for the word of God.
为着你的话来感谢你。We
ask you, Lord, that by means of your Spirit, you would apply this passage to the lives of all of us.
主啊，当我们通过你的圣神，我们会当将今仔日所听到的道理运用在我们每一个人的生命里面。In
Yeshua's name, Amen.
可耶稣的名祈祷，阿门。Thank
you.
感谢。
当心领受对上帝来祝福，他已经有做干净的加罪，亲像云为咱，就着放下大号的重担，加快快甜伴咱的罪，从村落来走所安排伫咱头前的路站，着主神看耶稣，就是最神的源头甲正尾的。愿主耶稣基督稳定天父上帝的听答，以及圣神的感动，相当开来甲正人三个弟弟，对这是一个永世代无尽。阿门。